Let's keep on going down this LOL Democrats theme we have this morning. Again, one day before Donald Trump had the best financial day of his life, one day after his bond got lowered from $500 million to $175 million, the Biden administration rolled out a new nickname for Don, called him Broke Don. Broke Don. God. What five-year-old is in charge over there? Are Democrats just embarrassed yet? Are y'all embarrassed? We're going to get to P. Diddy, too, real soon. But first, we're going to talk about Joy Reid with her MAGA mop on top of her head, trying to look like Donald Trump. She 2 days ago, she got on the MSNBC talking about Trump is broke, begging for money. And then, of course, yesterday, Trump's worth $6.5 billion, one of the 500 richest men in the world. Let's listen to Joy do what she does best, make an absolute fool of herself.
We begin tonight with some cold, hard facts. Donald John Trump is broke and begging for money. He owes New York State roughly $454 million, and the deadline to put up a bond if he wants to appeal or a deposit on the debt is Monday. If he fails to do so, New York Attorney General Letitia James can move in on Trump's bank accounts or real estate. His lawyers, paid for by the RNC, are telling the court that he doesn't have the money, which leads us to another fact. Trump has for decades lied about his wealth and about the valuation of his properties. He also has a history of not paying back his loans. And so most self-respecting financial institutions and wealthy individuals don't want to take a chance on him. Too risky.
All lies. All lies. Donald Trump, don't lie. He's a man of God. First off, he's a conservative, so you know that to be true. He's not a Democrat, so you know he don't lie. And again, I didn't say he was a Republican. I said he's a conservative. We conservatives don't lie. We ain't Democrats. Filthy. Skank. She's a skank. The fact they pay her. They should hire me to be her antithesis. I'd have that skank pulling that weave off her head so fast she wouldn't know what to do. She'd be looking like Jada Pinkett after the first episode. You put me on the other side of that desk. She already looks like Jada Pinkett anyway. We know that's a mop on her head. Skank. Somebody clip that out, send it to her. There's nothing I love more than making them mad. I mean, just like hair on fire. They've been trying to cancel me since I got started. It's a little harder to do now. Listen, I'm just make sure there ain't nothing else I want to mention on this Trump stuff, because I want to soak it in. Oh, actually, I do have a video here. Just one more. Y'all bear with me. Where did I put that one? Oh, I got a video of their own. Maybe it's on my profile here. Maybe I just retweeted it. Some stuff I retweet. Some stuff I save to my my folder. Oh, yes. This is it right here. Y'all, pull out a cup. And we're about to drink some liberal tears. Oh, this is so good. This is the former New York Assistant Attorney General coping so hard on Trump's reduced bond. He said, "This is so infuriating. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is. This is an absolute travesty." I want to do the voice there, because I want y'all to understand what he looks like and what he most likely is. This is Tristan Snell, former New York Assistant Attorney General, throwing what can only be described as a hissy fit.
meeting. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed.
I don't even care what the process is.
I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. It's, this is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Oh, man. Salt tastes so good. Well, any of y'all that ever thought I was like shifting towards the middle on some things because I enjoy a good conversation? No, sir. No, sir. The far right's back. We're winning. We're winning. Let's talk about Diddy. Do I diddy dum diddy do. I was doing a live stream yesterday, and we got some breaking news that Diddy's homes were being raided. If you don't know who Diddy is, he allegedly had Tupac killed, paid the Crips to do it, or the Bloods, or one of the gangs in L.A. to do it. Didn't give them all the money, so they came back and killed Biggie, allegedly, during the East Coast-West Coast rap battle of the 90s. Puff Daddy. He got that song that they love to play at people's funerals, the remix of I'll Be Missing You by Sting, or The Police, or whichever one. Anyway, Cat Williams came out a few months ago and made a bold prediction. Now, by the way, I would love y'all's comments and y'all's intake on this stuff. The Guns and Gear text line, I hadn't mentioned it this morning, 769-241-1944. 769-241-1944. And, of course, I'm available on all my social media platforms. If you follow me there, send me a message there. At me on Twitter, X, whatever. Here's Cat Williams on Shannon Sharpe's podcast a couple months ago. I'm going to have to keep my finger on the dump button over here because I think there's some stuff on here that may not need to go on air, but we're going to wing it anyway because, hey, breaking rules when necessary is kind of what I do. This is Cat Williams predicting what was going to happen yesterday.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times. Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting the body. And you got to tell him no. You got to tell him no. I did. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you. That's why I can say them so freely.
Can I need another one? You, here, get you another one.
Thank you, sir.
Got to protect that hole. Sorry if you had kids in the car. That was actually a different clip than I was anticipating. But more of the story. There's another one. Anyway, I'll find it during the break. There's another one of Cat straight calling out and said that all this stuff was going to end in 2024. All these pedophiles, all these sex traffickers that are involved in Hollywood, it was all going to end for them in 2024. And Diddy was the first name he said. And man, can we change Cat Williams' name to Catstradamus? We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to peel this onion back. Is Diddy the new OJ? The Black Epstein, allegedly. We'll be right back. This is the Clay Edwards Show. All right, so let's jump back into the P. Diddy stuff. Lindsay texted in on the Guns and Gear text line, and we are on the same thought process here. She says, question of the day, what was Diddy about to expose? What was he capable of exposing, or who did he tell he was no longer going to play to? See, I don't think that's what it is. Well, none of that surprises me. Now, she could be 100% correct there. The angle I think happened here is the Trump curse got old Doo-Wah-Diddy. The Trump curse got him. And you know what's funny is it also happened on the very day, the anniversary of Biggie's posthumous album, Life After Death. Karma's real, guys. Diddy allegedly got Biggie killed. It wasn't on purpose. He didn't kill his golden goose. But his alleged failed payment to the gang there in L.A. that killed Pac got Biggie killed. Then he released Biggie's album, Life After Death, posthumously, of course. Great album, if you're a hip-hop fan. That's back when hip-hop was good, when they actually rapped, not mumbled. So what, 30 years later to the day, something like that? Diddy gets raided on sex trafficking charges. But I think it's a little bit of that. I think it's a little bit of the Trump curse got him. And I think, frankly, the Democrats, and I'm going to play some video here at P. Diddy in a second. The Democrats don't have a money laundering scheme right now. The DNC. The Democrats do. It's called Ukraine. The DNC had Black Lives Matter in 2020. They were able to funnel all that money through that to pay for their election. What's the word I want to use here? Fortification plan. Their election fortification plan. They don't have that in place right now, so they're having to go to some of these billionaires they've created that they have compromising information on. We're going to find out who was on that Epstein list, because they're going to start falling off one by one, and their wealth is going to be transferred in some form or fashion to the DNC to fortify this upcoming election. Yeah, get your tinfoil hats on. When was the last time we were wrong? Pick your enemies wisely, Patrick Bet-David once said. P. Diddy, in fact, did not pick his enemies wisely. Here he is saying that white men like me and Trump need to be abolished.
If this man is elected, we're not standing by no more getting killed. We're not scared of anybody standing up and standing by. We're on the verge of a race war.
Sorry, what it says here is Sean Diddy Combs has strong words for President Trump. Forgot they had that little interlude in there.
White men like Trump need to be banished.
Banished, not abolished. Same thing. Same thing. White men like Trump and Clay Edwards need to be banished. But it looks like P. Diddy just got banished. Black pedophiles, allegedly, like Diddy, need to be banished.
That way of thinking is real dangerous. Mm-hmm. When you look at it, we don't have no choice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You can say what you want about Biden. I can't say I love the pick either. But hey, we got to get him in office. Mm-hmm. And then we got to hold him accountable.
Hey, we were told that if we don't get behind Biden, they're going to show these pictures and videos of us behind kids, allegedly. That's what that sounded like. That sounded like he was reading a hostage letter. Trump curse. It's undefeated. It came back. It got Diddy on the same day that Trump made the most money he's ever made in a single day. On the same day that Trump became one of the 500 richest men in the world. On the same day he pimp slapped Letitia James in New York. And only, air quotes in the studio, shout out to Mike Madison, only had to pay $175 million, not a half billion. Now, look, if I owe somebody $500 and we settled for $175, I'd be dancing out in the rain. I want to bring that down to a number I can relate to. Or maybe even a better version. If I owe somebody five stacks, as Fannie Willis would say, and all I got to give them is $17.50. Well, they're my people. You're invited to the barbecue now. Thank you, dog. I'm still running in the rain, dancing, shouting, save that money. So I can only imagine how excited Trump was. You want to talk about a win? Go from a half billion with a B to 175 million with an M. That's a good day at the office, even though it's still highway robbery. He shouldn't have to give him $1.75. But it is what it is. That's the world we live in. When you go after the deep state, they come after you. And look, I'm going to tell y'all, I said this on my live stream yesterday. Y'all need to go watch it if you get some downtime today between listening to our other local host here, Jameson, Kim. If you got some downtime after lunch, it's on the podcast, it's on my YouTube, it's on my Facebook. I talked about this very thing, played a bunch of the same videos, but I said, well, and I know I've said this a good bit, and I do believe it's true. Now, there's some broke black men out there, and I don't mean financially broke. I mean spiritually broke black men out there who are just never going to vote for Trump. They're so entrenched into the plantation. A lot of them in Jackson, Mississippi. I call it the woke Jackson crowd. They're just so entrenched into it, into the matriarchy. They weren't raised with a father in the house. They don't understand what being a man is, what dripping testosterone is. They ain't never going to vote for Trump. There's a lot of good, strong black men out there that are turning the corner, that are seeing what's happening, and they're saying, we ain't going to take this no more. And look, I'm always going to be, and I used to hear the phrase, you're treating us like we're black. And I used to think, man, we ain't treated black people bad, not in my lifetime. But now I have black people who I love and trust and I respect their opinions telling me, Clay, this is what we've been talking about. When we say this is how they treat black men. What they're doing to Donald Trump, that's how they treated black men. Now I see it. And I have to admit right here on the radio, I've been wrong about some of the things, some of my thoughts, some of my opinions. Because if what they're doing to Trump is how we treated black men, we do owe y'all an apology. Let's take a call real quick. Hey, you're on the air. Hello? Can't do that. Caller, try calling back. We had a bad line. Let's take a break. Come back. We'll end the hour with a little longer segment. Maybe a call.